the 74-year-old woman who had the surgery, do you think that if she had initially come to you all, you would have gone right to surgery rather than the ablation which she had in the community?
I think what we would have done is given her a combination therapy. Her adjuvant therapy was 5-FU and leucovorin. I think we would have given her a couple of months, perhaps 3 months of cytotoxic therapy, and then done a hepatic resection thereafter. If you've talked to Steve Curley, I think you're probably aware that he has data with what we have done with MD Anderson in terms of patients who have been able to have hepatic resection combined with ablation, or ablation only as the means to deal with the metastatic component in the liver. The patients who do best have a resection. The patients who do worse have ablation only, and the patients who have a combination of resection and ablation are intermediate. So whenever possible, we're fans of resection, and if that's technically doable and you have enough hepatic remnant, and some of our hepatic surgeons like to do residual volumes and will do portal vein embolization to try to lead to some hypertrophy. I don't get involved in that. Those are their decisions. We try to work around if we want to give more chemotherapy after an embolization or not, etc. But patients are sometimes put through a portal vein embolization to lead to contralateral hypertrophy, so they're left with sufficient hepatic reserve after a big hepatic resection.